With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. We heard you. We are so excited to share some exciting news for you. Go ahead.
We got so many DMs.
We had many sweet DMs from people saying they weren't going to be able to make it to Drama Queens Live. What could we do?
Come to UK. Come to Kansas. Come to Australia.
Come to Canada.
Come to Brazil.
Please come to LA.
Well, we are. We are coming to your homes wherever you are because our live stream of the New York show is available to you on October 20th at 5 p.m.
Tickets are on sale right now, y'all, at dramaqueensoth.com. You can get tickets to the live stream. Our amazing team at iHeart has made this globally available because we want you guys to be there with us, whether your butts are in those theater seats or in your most comfortable seats
You're
at home.
You're our family. We want you with us.
And you guys are going to have the best of both shows because we have different guests at each one of our New York City shows. So you are going to get Barbara Allen Woods, Daphne Zuniga, Tyler Hilton, and Matt Barr, all for, what, $23?
Hey.
Let's do it.
It's our lucky number. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Visit DramaQueensOTH.com to get your tickets to the live stream today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens. Drama queens.
All
get sun-kissed in. Let's send the kids to a club.
Is this us starting? Are we recording right now? Is this the top of the episode?
This might be the top of the episode.
We might as well.
You know what? That's why our listeners like it here, because we're honest.
Honestly, yes. I think you guys hearing us bitching is... That's the moment we should start with, because...
It is.
Authentic. You guys, this episode... What? Yeah.
Lee wrote on Friends... And we can take this out if we want to, but FYI, he just wrote He's All That, the new She's All That remake.
Hmm.
But I'm a cheerleader with What's-Her-Face, Leone.
Natasha Leone.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Lion King.
This does feel like a Mark Sabotage job then, because I liked that movie.
Yeah. I think he's probably a pretty good writer. But, you know, and Get Over It, that fun one with Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
So it feels like then the fun scenes were probably Lee, and then all the weird stuff was kind of cut and pasted in the final round.
It felt like a post-it, like walking into somebody's house who has to remember all the things they have to do in a week, and there's just post-its all over the mirror.
You mean
all
like
over,
my office?
Yeah. Or you're just like, okay, so you can absorb all the things at the same time, but it's they don't really cohesively go together. And
yeah, if you don't get them in order,
no.
You don't have a story.
Right. There's no story. It's just pieces.
Joy, give us the rundown of this episode.
Okay. All right. We do have like an official rundown. Here it is. So episode 18 of season 3, When It Isn't Like It Should Be.
Kind of like this episode.
Yeah.
It's quite appropriate for this episode. It aired April 5th, 2006. The group heads to Rachel's cabin as they try to get back to normal. Nathan wants to give Haley a perfect proposal. Pete Wentz surprises Peyton and hangs with the crew. Rachel and Brooke's rivalry reignites with a secret cabinet. And Mouse.
Okay.
That sounds like a magic show. And
the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, God. We needed fur coats. It was so cold.
Oh, where's hilarious. Mr. Tumnus? Where am I?
Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Mouse forgives Rachel for the time capsule. And meanwhile, back in Tree Hill, Karen is still angry over Keith's death. The scene we all decided was the only reason to watch this episode, really. Because she's such a beast of an actress. That was amazing. Mm. But we'll get there, I'm sure. We didn't hate it. It was fine. It was like, this was, I mean, it was fun. It was just a little like what, it's disjointed.
It had highs and lows.
There were parts that were very cute. And we got our iconic, by the way, I didn't even realize that the iconic moment of the four of us girls and Pete doing our makeup was just a oneer. It's a montage scene. I was like, oh, there's no scene there. And it's like one of our favorite memories, which feels insane. There were things that were very sweet, but... Man, this one,
this was a big episode. They had
bizarre.
E.T. come.
What, baby?
They had Entertainment Tonight come. That's where that photo came from. Not Entertainment Tonight. Was that it? There was some Entertainment Weekly, maybe? Some big magazine was there. That's where that photo came from. There was like a big magazine on set, and
that
they came to do these.
Bells. Yeah.
They came to do photos. You know, this doesn't sound familiar?
Yeah, no, that
does
rings
not
bells.
Ring a bell for me.
No, because so. For us, the thing that was glaring about this episode is that the dialogue and some of the writing was like, what? It was like student film, not good. You know, first time writer, not good.
Yeah.
The episode also couldn't decide what it wanted to be. Like, are we going to a cabin in the woods to go ATVing, or are we going to a club night to, you know, be underage drinkers in a bar? Like,
all the
is
things.
It about DJs? Is it about... The wilderness, like,
DJ.
And then there's poor Pete Wentz, who, you know, is our contemporary and, to repeat, the nicest person.
So lovely.
But had to play, like, a guy in his 20s hitting on a high school girl, talking to her about how she can't have tattoos because her dad will be mad. Like, oh, God, everything about this was wrong.
This one does not age well, friends. It just sure doesn't.
I couldn't get over all the high schoolers sitting around drinking wine. Like, wine is on the list of any high schooler in the world. They can't stand the taste of that usually. I mean, kids are like, that's like an acquired taste.
To your point, Joy, I think a large part of this episode was all promotional materials because it had Sunkist in there. It had a very famous rock star. We literally said you're a rock star 372 times in this episode, just to remind people at home. You know, we had all these kind of gimmicks happening in the episode. So I feel like there was something happening promotional-wise. Like, there was, like, business shit happening behind the scenes.
I think so, too.
And that's all this episode is about.
It does feel like, you know, Lee Fleming wrote this episode, who has written a lot of very amazing scripts, not even on our show, like, other projects that are great and fun and successful. And it kind of feels... And, you know, we're hypothesizing here, but it feels like Lee turned in a script and then at the sort of upper levels, it was like, well, we got to put this in. We got to insert this. We got to get Pete Wentz in. We got to get Sunkist in. And suddenly it's like a collage project that is not very good.
No. No. How many hot tub scenes were there? I mean, it was like
a lot.
There's a lot of hot tub.
I was reading a letter in the hot tub. Joy and I were in the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Bevan also, and Skills were getting in the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Rachel and Mouth were in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I can remember.
And it killed me. It just killed me. We had that amazing lake location. And they just put Lucas and Nathan on the boat fishing, having a totally meaningless conversation for like 2 seconds. That should have been, I would love to have either seen Skills and Bevan stuck on the boat in the middle with no oars.
Yeah.
And we get to watch their whole conversation the whole time, or have Nathan propose to Haley on the boat out in the thing, you know, like there could have been something really meaningful with that location. It was so beautiful. And it did feel real.
Yeah. But you can't be in a bathing suit in the boat, Joy. Like they're not going to get naked girls in the boat. So let's just kick it back to the hot tub that our art department had to put in the front yard of that beautiful house. Do you know what I mean?
By the way, my favorite thing that happened with the hot tub in this episode, it wasn't even used, but Hillary, you and Pete Wentz walking out of the house and you saying, thanks for going on this walk with me. My doctor says it's really good therapy for my leg. You guys walk past the hot tub like you're going to go into the woods.
No.
And then you sit on the swing. I'm like, they're not going on a walk. They're not doing any rehab for her leg. Who made these decisions?
Terrible script. Hated it. Hated it all the way. And I feel so bad for Pete Wentz. Poor Pete that's my suggestion for this episode's title. Because that man,
Pete.
You know, his record label and his manager and like his whole team were like, yes, you're the heartthrob in the band. You're the cute one. And we're going to put you on this hit teen drama and you're going to go kiss one of the lead girls on the show. And it's going to be great exposure. And this is going to be great.
The fans will love it.
They're going to love it. That sweet man showed up and they gave him dialogue that an experienced actor would have difficulty making natural because it was so like clunky. I had trouble with it, certainly. And then they just expect us to start sucking each other's faces. And if you look that scene on the swing, we don't touch each other. My hands are in my lap. His hands are in his lap. We're just like, how do we? It was like sixth graders kissing is what it was.
So poor awkward.
Guy.
Well, and you said it, you know, I want to caveat this by saying like, we're all friends and we love Pete.
Yeah.
And so we're laughing at how absurd and embarrassing this episode is. But also when we were watching it, Hillary, you were like, dude, they wrote him. His language is like grooming. Like this is how grown up creepy men talk to actual teenage girls. Like who did this to him and who did this to us and who made all of us who, again, to remind everybody at home, like we're all around the same age. But like the dynamic on screen, it was so inappropriate. It like I have like the creepy crawlies on the insides of my skin.
Oh God.
The fact that one caught it. No one, one person in the entire chain of command from the studio down was like, hey, guys, do we have any notes on this? Is this
might be really inappropriate? Like you guys laying in bed and you being like, well, how's it going to work? Because I'm in high school. And he's like, we'll figure it out. What?
I mean, we all, I mean, I kissed older boys when I was in high school, but it was a different time. We didn't know any better.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah. Well, you were at that cool all girls school. Yeah. I mean, I don't condone it. And I think there was a lot of blurred lines on our show because we had a boss that was trying to kiss some of us. So why shouldn't some of us be kissing a guy in their 20s? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and I do think, and I know we talked about this the first time Pete came on the show and the whole like Pete Wentz, the character, and Peyton flirtation began, like it didn't register as weird, I think, to us then because we are actual peers. Like we're all the same age. But when you watch it back and you go, oh man, they were having him act his real age and having us act 16, like, ah, I hate it. I hate it.
He could do better, frankly.
Poor
like a
Pete.
Like a grown up woman.
Yes.
You know?
I had a 28-year-old boyfriend when I was 18.
Of course you did,
Whoa.
Joy. Of course it you did. For you like were a city
six
gal.
Months.
Yeah. Also, you were 18 at least.
Yeah, I was 18.
You didn't have a 28-year-old boyfriend like driving up to pick you up from high school.
No. Oof. No, my dad would have put an end to that swiftly.
Yeah.
I went on one date with a guy whose age I did not know. And we went, he took me to like a bar for dinner. And I was like, this is a strange choice for dinner. We're just going to eat dinner, right? Because I'm not drinking. And then we went to like a playground afterwards. And he legitimately was like, do you know how old I am? And I was like,
playground.
On a playground? Ew.
You guys, Sterling Park was a wild spot to grow up.
Wow.
And he's like, do you know how old I am? And I was like, I don't know, like in your 20s? And he was like, I'm 28. And I remember thinking, oh, God. Oh, no, I'm so sorry for you. I felt so bad for, like, there was like, a pity thing.
Like, he did, you felt bad because you thought he didn't know that you were in high school?
No, he knew that I was in high school.
Right.
I felt bad, like, oh, my God. Like, will girls your age not date you? Like, I don't really know you that well.
Oh.
So it's hard for me to figure out the why there, but,
yeah.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, yeah, so for girls in high school, if there are any listening to our show, don't date. Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
It puts me in, like, the part of me that responds like the dad from Clueless that's like, I got a 45 and a shovel and no one would miss you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I will, this, we're gonna cause dangerous trouble here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
and
like
that's
it.
Me as a mom now, too, when I start thinking about Maria dating and, oh, like, oh my God.
Well, that joy, they're getting to that age.
I know.
Would you, has Maria seen the show?
Has she ever seen Wintry Hill? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Like, does she know that your character got married in high school?
Yeah, she doesn't. She's seen it, like, walking in the room when we're doing our thing, but she doesn't. No, I'm not going to let her watch Wintry Hill. She's too young for that.
Yeah.
She's 11. Totally. In my opinion, in our house, that's the rule. But when I was 18, I was still, I mean, 18, 17, what's the difference? But the difference is that there is an actual age limit and that's important. But emotionally, you're still kind of in the same place when you're an 18-year-old.
Yeah,
I had no business dating a 28-year-old. And he had no business dating me. And it was like really clear that he was just trying to, you know. Trying to get laid with
gross.
A little young girl.
I will
girl.
Say, it's like, I think about it a lot, you know, because we've talked about your brain isn't done developing till you're 26. You're not allowed to order a drink in a bar till you're 21. I'm like, how come grown-ups are allowed to date 18-year-olds? I don't like it.
Yeah, ew.
I don't like it.
Nope. Well.
But IRL, we really like Pete Wentz. And honestly, for what a shit show this script was, it was really fun to go to the woods and be out at that house together and shoot like the scene where we all are playing Never Have I Ever and it and the whole like brooking yourself thing comes out. I was watching us and I was just like tickled by it because we're genuinely laughing.
That's
and with
real.
Paul directing, like we were having fun in the scenes that tracked.
Definitely. And we were shooting nights too. We were late nights.
Oof.
So that was fun being in a cabin, like on a new location, up late, just hanging out with each other. It kind of felt like we were at camp together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we were away at a different place that we had never been to before.
And having Lee and Antoine and Bevan with us, like, it was just so fun.
We didn't have our normal, like, getaway spots because we were all kind of in there together. So, you know, there was a green room, but it was like our chairs were all different and in different places. We all just kind of ended up hanging out around the same area while other people were doing their scenes instead of disappearing into our trailers. I remember having, I don't know what the conversation was, but I remember that location was one of the only times James and I had like a really kind of long, meaningful conversation. Because most of the time we were just working and we wouldn't like, you know, well, yeah. So I don't remember what it was. I just remember sitting in that living room, like just hanging out while somebody else was doing a scene. And we had a really nice long chat. And I was like, just, you know, always, anytime you talk to James, it just reaffirms how much you love him, right?
Well, yeah, because he's so calm. And that's how Nathan is in this episode. He's like removed from the rest of the group. The rest of us are being super fucking extra, you know? And there's like hijinks everywhere, you know? And
he's pulling his own hijinks.
Nathan is becoming more and more like real life James. Yeah. Like more reserved, more mature, a little quieter, less bravado. Mm. Once he ditched Tim, you know.
Where was Tim in this episode? That honestly would have been fun. We needed
him. Tim didn't get invited, guys.
Oh. It would have been really fun. Yeah, I mean, this was around when Brett started working and they started getting the higher ups got mad at him. And it's sad to think that, like, you know, in our early 20s, we had grown-ups like being retaliatory with us because we were curious about the world and wanted to work on other sets. Oh, the horror.
Yeah.
It's like so dumb.
With us. You
How embarrassing, honestly.
For them.
Could you imagine any of us doing that today?
To a child, to like a 20-something.
Yeah. And being like, how dare you? You want to go do another movie? Like, I'm going to punish you. It's so, oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
That's really, really weird.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. You'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, girl, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows.
It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff, and they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
It's interesting to check ourselves now that we are the age that we are, because we are in the same position, like producing things and putting things out there into the world. And we have employees that are in their early 20s. And the idea of that kind of ownership is so super strange. And you see it in this episode, you know, like Daniil's character is vilified as a means to separate her from everyone else. And I feel like Daniil was oftentimes like separated from everyone else, you know, cut her from the herd so you can get her attention yourself.
Yeah.
Because what was happening during this whole Sunkist campaign is that we were having to go to Sunkist parties. And mm-hmm. they would send our boss and they would send some of us. And mm-hmm. I went to one with Lee and Daniil right during this time, because that's when this storyline mm-hmm. was like blowing up with them. And it was a weekend of hell in Miami with like our boss crying in my hotel room and Daniil like barricading herself in a room and like craziness. And so then we would have to come to set and act, you know, normal. Yeah, it was there were so many things going on behind the scenes at this mm-hmm. time. I think that's what I remember more. Like, I didn't remember shooting that club scene in this episode, but I remember all like the batshit mm-hmm. stuff going on. That's the sense memory I have.
Yeah, I mean, this was a rough year for all of us. Like, season 3 was pretty brutal.
But like, favorite subject matter wise for me.
Yeah, which is so interesting, but it is wild to look back at it now and just think, I cannot imagine being a grown up and behaving like that. And, you know, not to like toot our own horn, but you guys, I'm so proud of us. Like, we made it through and we're pretty freaking well adjusted.
Okay. So we were speaking of grown ups, Joy knows Paul better than anyone on the planet. And Paul directed this episode and we had a nice little laugh. We had a nice little laugh because there are certain spots in this episode where we can remember Paul's direction. Because what's Paul's like big note? What's his big note always?
Commit to the material.
Commit to the material. So
he's not wrong.
No.
It's just sometimes he gets stuck and can't. It's like there's an intersection between his sort of older brotherly need to make someone see something like learn, you have to learn your lesson right now. I'm going to force you to learn it because nobody else will tell you the truth. And sometimes it's like, okay, I love you, but also everyone goes on their own journey. Like, you can only say what you say and then move on. Like, you can't force people to learn things the way you want them to learn them. Anyway, tell your story.
Sorry. No, but this is what I would say. I would say this was a script where I felt like we were all saying, hey, can we have this line change? Hey, can we like change this? It doesn't make any sense for Peyton to walk from the porch to the swing. Like,
yeah.
And Paul was, to your point, teaching us a lesson where it's like, take the awful thing and make it work. That's your job. Hit your mark and make it work. And so we made a lot of things work in this episode.
We did.
And for me, it was when Pete Wentz was feeding me pasta sauce and Pigna has this really sarcastic, like, because it was scripted that I was supposed to say, and I was like, what? Why can't I just be like, oh, that's good, man. You know, like, why can't I just say like a normal thing that a person would say? Paul's like, Hillary, I want the Okay, well, you're going to get a
I also love the weirdness of...
That's family, man.
That is.
That's just family.
It is. The hoops they made that guy jump through, and the fact that Pete is like Nigella Lawson in this episode. Yes, yes. Like, in every scene, he's like making an omelet, he's making a pasta, he's cooking a thing. Like, what? But he committed, and... It was very sweet.
That's it. You know, that is true, Hillary, though. This sense of family. I mean, that's just what everybody's got their own weird quirks. Everybody has their certain way of doing things.
Yeah.
And when we didn't have the advantage of space like we normally do, where if somebody in your family's annoying you, you just go, you know, you go home and then you just see them later. Yeah. In this instance, we were all family and it was like Christmas with your family where everybody's on top of each other for 4 days and you can't go anywhere and there's no space where you're free and you're all just pulling your hair out because everybody's little eccentricities are coming up to the surface and we're all just a little on edge.
Well, and there's no place to have a private conversation either. Because like if you wanted to have a conversation with Paul about the script, you'd have to have it in front of everyone else.
Right, which never goes very well.
That's not fun. I don't want to do that. What did you guys commit to? What'd you commit to in the episode? Huh?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. A storyline about teenage masturbation?
Girl, you sold that.
I had to commit.
I was
to
on
that.
Your side for that. Yeah. I mean,
Woo!
You made it work. It's real.
You did.
Yeah. I do remember getting this script and reading like Brooke having this whole solo, like, reading Lucas's letter in the hot tub. And I was like, oh, just kill me. Like, just make it stop. I don't want to do this. But it actually, like, looking back on it, I'm so amused by the storyline. And I find it so funny. And I was saying this when we were watching, like, that scene with Daniil and I, you know, when Rachel walks in on Brooke and then they have this thing in the hall and it's like, you didn't see what you think you saw. And, you know, we're going back and forth. It was so funny. And I wish that what was happening behind the scenes hadn't been, because I feel like they made Brooke and Rachel enemies, mm-hmm. like you were saying, to kind of segment her. Daniil and I are so funny together.
Yeah.
Like, I love our scenes together, and I just want
Doesn't
more.
That happen later? Don't you guys become like comrades a little bit later?
Yeah, well, eventually we move in together, but it always is weird. Like, I don't know. I wish we'd really just been able to play and like go in the direction that it really worked.
She should have just gone back in the room with you, you know? Like,
wow.
Hey, girl. What's
there's
up?
You know what? There was something about it, though, that I like about... It's a love hate. It's not just a pure constant hatred. It's like Cece Babcock and Nanny Fine. It's like, you know, it's like they, it's fun.
It does make us all look like assholes, though, because if everyone hates Rachel, why are we at her house? Like, that's such a dick move.
I know, we're like free cabin on the lake.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really kind of a dick move. But you, honestly, like, the term brooking yourself is still around.
So smart.
And I'm not against it because I am very pro-sexuality, but I think that young women should be, you know, they should respect their bodies and not just share them with everyone. That's my feminism is like, earn it. You motherfuckers can't earn this. So be, you know, have a lot of high ideals about who you're going to sleep with, if you're going to sleep with anyone. But brooking yourself is a great alternative to explore your own sexuality and stay safe. So that's my PSA.
Safety first.
I'm obsessed with this soapbox moment now, Hillary.
Listen, I remember like girlfriends of mine like sleeping with people in high school that were just mortifying, just like fucking mortifying. And I'd be like, ooh, sick, ooh, why don't you just masturbate? Like, it was just... It seemed like honestly, such an easier answer.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see that storyline examined a little bit more because everybody else was paired off. Mm. So to see a young woman who was like, "Yeah, no, I'm not interested. I don't need one of you guys. I'm good.
I date me."
Could have been interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joy. Because who was alone? Rachel. No, but she's like kind of paired off with Mouth. I don't know.
Yeah.
Peyton's usually the cheese stands alone.
I loved the comedy for Bevan when the whole thing happens, you know, the reveal happens during Never Have I Ever. And she's like, oh, I broke myself all the time. I was like, this is funny. Like,
oh, I missed that. Maybe my computer glitched or something.
It was funny. Very, very funny.
It normalized it because what was supposed to be embarrassing for Brooke became like, yeah, everybody does that. Don't be embarrassed. That's stupid.
I loved Bevan and Antoine in this episode, by the way. I it was so fun to see them. I love their interactions. I wish that, and maybe it happens in the future, I would love to see a little bit more meaningful conversations and meaningful like communication between the two of them. But it's so fun. It's so unexpected how kind of perfect they are for each other.
Yeah, they're so great. And also credit to Lee, the writer, for giving Bevan this hilarious niche arena of expertise. She knows the Latin name of every tree in the woods and how to spot. That was so, so funny for the way that they wrote her character to be the very sort of archetypal ditzy cheerleader to then be like, you know, a low-key Steve Irwin. I was loving every minute of that.
I always wanted to be somebody's shorty. Is that what she says to
me? Somebody's shorty.
I always wanted to be somebody's shorty.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama. Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. Joy, can we talk about the proposal on the dock? What did you think about this storyline? Because we had opinions while we were watching.
Well, you said that he should have given her a different ring, which I agree. It was weird that they built this whole storyline for Nathan around getting her ring off her finger. I mean, well, I guess it's realistic. Like, a high school boy would come up with that. All right. But there weren't high school boys in the writer's room, and it would have been nice for them to elevate the material a little bit and, you know, come up with something.
Give boys something to aspire to.
Yeah, a little more creative. Yeah, I don't like the whole, you called it out, like stressing a woman out only to come in and save the day. It's just weird. It's a weird habit. But I love that they did this with Nathan and Haley, that they got to have their own real proposal moment and that they're going to have their own wedding that in front of people. I think that's really sweet.
I loved that too. And I thought it was really nice. You know, we've been in such sadness, and to have an episode where we got to laugh and where there was some happiness, you know, for all of its clunkiness. I really liked that they gave Nathan the reflection on what Keith's loss meant. Because obviously with Karen, it's really raw. Lucas is trying to figure out what this means for him and his mom. But there was something very, I don't know, I thought it was very smart. Almost the way when you've got a great narrator in a story, they can offer perspective. Like, they really gave Nathan the opportunity to offer us perspective and for him to say, you know, Karen and Keith didn't get to stand up in front of everyone. And Haley and I didn't. And I want us to. What's unsaid is we're still here, so we'd better.
Yeah.
You know, let's be in community while we can. And I really thought that was such a special lesson to take away from grieving. And I think James did a beautiful job with it.
Yeah, I agree.
When does the wedding come? Is it like in a couple episodes, or do we take our time with this one?
I feel like it's season 4.
Is it? No, you guys, it's finale, because you go off a bridge, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the big finale.
Oh, yeah, it's the finale.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well,
I don't go off a bridge. Nathan and Cooper? Cooper dives in. Nathan's in the limo. Why is
someone driving drunk? Rachel was driving drunk.
Rachel's driving, isn't she?
Oh, and that Led Zeppelin song plays. They paid so much money for that Led Zeppelin song. Well, we'll get there when we talk about it.
We'll get there when we get there.
Wow. The cabin. Okay, so if we had to take our whole cast that was in this episode and go somewhere.
Ooh, fun.
Oh. Like, where would we go?
Anywhere.
I always want to go to the mountains.
Yeah, we would need more than 5 bedrooms, friends. Like,
there are so many of us.
We're grown-ups now. We don't share.
I mean, are we not renting a house in the south of Italy and, like,
I mean, yeah. I've never been to the south of Italy. I don't know, girls. Tell me, is that where we should go?
That's where I want to go.
Cinque Terre? I don't know. Sophia, you know all the spots.
Oh, man. My dream for myself is to take over like an old Italian villa, a whole agriturismo setup, make olive oil, and just retire in Italy with my tomato plants. And like, that's, yes.
I'll come visit you.
So if what you're saying is we could begin traveling around scouting, and it would be a reunion for work.
And then Sophie's like, write that off.
It's a tax write-off.
Don't tell the IRS.
I'm like, it's for work. It's for the podcast. For guys, let's go.
We're recreating season 3, episode 18.
Yeah, but like grown-up fancy style. I'm into it.
Okay, grown-up stuff. We have to talk about Karen. We have to talk about Moira in that scene.
It was so beautiful.
Wow.
It was scary.
Yeah, it's another thing. It's like that bums me out. I mean, I love this show, guys. You guys, I love our show. I don't want it to feel like I don't. But it's because it's so good when it's good, mm-hmm. and the potential, we know what they're capable of. So mm-hmm. when it falls short, it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
And I really, there was so much potential to have a group grieving time, big tears, big laughter together, processing mm-hmm. things together, mm-hmm. Rather than just everybody getting off all weekend.
And yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, how is this healing? And
yeah.
And to bring that into Karen, like that would have blended so nicely with moments back in Tree Hill.
Yeah.
And we could have seen that transition. Right now, again, it just felt so hodgepodge. It was like, we're at the lake, somebody's in a hot tub, it's cute, they're jumping on each other's back, somebody's, it's like shenanigans, oh wait, we're kissing a rock star, Karen's now doing Moira's doing like a serious acting piece mm-hmm. moment, and then now we're back to the cabin, and it was schizophrenic episode.
This episode just didn't know what it wanted to be.
You forgot the club night, Joy. You forgot the dance party.
I forgot the dance club.
There was a DJ.
With the girl shaking the t-shirts.
That poor girl. She's like, here, does anyone want one of these? No? Cool. I think it could have been so special, especially because this was clearly inspired by The Big Chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we'd gone to that cabin and the Never Have I Ever had turned into more of a share, and you had seen especially what this loss and the processing of it meant for Lucas and then for Lucas and Nathan as brothers, and then you had cut to Karen saying, you have two sons, you know, where were you, your responsibility to your family, and you could have cut back and seen the way that, like, this younger generation of Scott boys is doing family responsibility differently. There could have really been grief process and, you know, the humor that sometimes comes with that release.
Yeah.
Done in a way. And we could have gone to like dance downtown in the next episode. You know? I do agree. I feel like they rushed it and they sort of scissored 4 episodes together and it was a missed opportunity. Yeah.
Well, why do talk therapy when you can just have an orgasm? You know, that fixes everything. Honestly, exactly. But that's all. But to Joy's point, that's all it came down to. It was like, if the kids can just get off, they'll forget about all the trauma.
Right.
You know, ew. Mm-hmm.
There's something so beautiful about humor is the wrong word. Help me. When you're grieving and it's laughter that tears that turn to laughter that turn back to tears, and it's the back and forth. I mean, I was just visiting family for a death in the family, and we had a service, and everybody had come from, you know, all 4 corners to just come and be there. And I know, Hillary, you've also been through, you've sat Shiva several times in the last couple of years. I've never done that. Is the experience, I mean, do you experience that in those environments as well, when it's just, and I'm sure Sophia, you've done that as well too.
I'm sorry about your family, Joy. I mean,
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, it's so wonderful to see everyone and be together. And it's hard to just sit and be real. Like, you want to make everybody feel better or do something. Mm-hmm. And everybody's sort of serving these roles. Like, where do I fit? How do I serve my role here? and to see everyone feel awkward together. I'm kind of talking in circles, but I think that would have been so nice to see.
No, but to your point, I find that in those situations, I used to be the dishwasher, right?
Right.
Because there's always the person who's like, there's the person who's like, I'm the trash bag person. I'm the dishwasher. I'm like the busy person. And as I've gotten older and have been to more of those events, I'm the corner talker. And so you find the person in the corner who doesn't quite know what to do, and you start telling stories that are funny, to your point, you know? And giving people permission to laugh at those events is so important. And you have to read the room, you know? Like, you have to know that the person closest to the loss is okay with that. But sitting Shiva is great because you give yourself full permission to go dark and just sit and feel all the feelings for days. And then at the very end of it, everyone who's joined in and the family that's lost someone is supposed to get up and like take a lap around the block together. And that symbolizes getting back out there into the world. And
so beautiful.
That to me is my favorite part of it. And that's kind of what our characters are doing in this show. Like the very last shot of us all lined up, we are out in the world together, and those group scenes, you know, even when we have to do clunky shit, they do hold a certain magic because we all represent really different things to our audience base. And to see that they can all play nicely together is a good visual, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting. Our issue with the episode is that we weren't really given time to grieve.
Yeah.
And I think as we've all experienced loss, you know, what you're really saying, Joy, is that that time is so important. And it is, you know, to echo your point, Hill, it is what I love about the tradition of Shiva. It's not rushed. And everything we do in the world feels so rushed.
Yeah.
And to have something old and sacred about community that says, sit here for days and days together.
And feel.
Really process. Really be in this. Really give yourself the space to experience whatever you will experience. And then together begin to return. I wish we had more practices like that.
Wouldn't it have been cool to see all of the Tree Hill kids just like walking down Front Street together, like taking the lap together? Did we ever do that?
No.
I don't think so.
For as much as we shot downtown, I don't feel like there was ever like a, what is it, Reservoir Dogs scene of all of us just like walking down the street.
Yeah, there should have been.
Think about how cool that would have been if there was somebody in the group who was of the Jewish faith, like in our group, and who we were all trying to process our grief and we didn't know how to do it. And somebody brought up like, well, this is what we do in my faith. And we all sort of like embraced it and figured out some weird way at the cabin to just like do our own version of Shiva. Like that would have been so interesting to watch and go through and then take the lap around the cabin.
But we couldn't have been drinking wine and wearing Sunkist shirts, Joy. It just doesn't match up. It was a big swing and a miss with this episode.
I'm saying it out loud because it's like I'm like trying to rewrite it in my head so that when I walk away, I don't feel so bad about this episode. I can be like, no, this is what really happened in my mind. I created a whole new story.
Can we storyboard that? Can somebody do that for us?
I'm so into it.
Okay. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, you know what everyone always says, like, well, what do you think your character would be doing today? I'm like, the questions I want to answer are, how would you ladies have rewritten your show?
Oh, yeah.
We just pick an episode and rewrite it.
But you have to stay in your bathing suit the whole time, Sophia. That's good. Guys, did you see Antoine and Bevan's breath in the woods? And then knowing you guys were in those hot tubs, it was awful. It was awful. I felt so bad for you guys.
It was so cold. Also, I was laughing at myself because I had to get out of the hot tub, you know, after reading the letter. And I was like, oh, man, I see exactly what I'm doing there. I'm like, oh, you guys want to get us out of the water in bikinis all wet? F*** off. I'm going to turn my back on you. I'm going to hunch over like a little gremlin and get in a towel. Like, I just was not. I was like, you want the like sexy, you know, red bikini Slide shot? You can't have it.
Can't have it.
Just like my little protestations.
Sophia, like, you didn't commit. You didn't commit.
I didn't commit.
She committed to something different.
Yeah.
I committed to me.
And I love that, like, Brooke's just wearing a sweatshirt the whole episode. She's just wearing Lucas's sweatshirt.
I know.
It's cutie.
I did too. It felt really real. And I think that was something we decided on. I vaguely remember having a conversation with Paul about that. Like, why are we dressed up in the woods? And it was like, well, you know, yeah, all right. What do you want to do? Put on a suit. Great, do it. And I love when actors direct, because you get to make those kinds of decisions that feel so honest.
Totally.
You know what I will say also gets a sweet honorable mention in this episode? I loved Peyton and Mouth in the bunk beds talking.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
I could still share a room with Lee.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Like, if I had to share,
that was,
I feel
so
like,
sweet.
When Lee and I did that Christmas movie down in Louisiana, our hotel rooms were right next to each other. And it felt kind of the same energy. I was just like, hey, boss, you coming over? We're making macaroni and cheese.
You want to hang out?
I got a bottle of wine and some kid food. Come over.
Yeah.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Oh, you'll know real when you get it, because it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you will feel it.
Ooh, maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
And when it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts.
Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back.
Yeah, because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, Vanessa says, how would you feel about a prequel showing Ooh. Young Dan, Keith, Karen, and Deb? We've talked about this before. That's a great idea and should be done.
Wait, who would we cast? I don't know a lot of child actors. I'm trying to think of like my Nickelodeon Disney Channel repertoire.
But that would be really fun to see them in the, I guess it would be the late 70s, early 80s?
No. Because if we filmed in 2003 and our characters were supposed to be 16, that puts them in their senior year, 16 years before 2003. Somebody's going to have to do the math. That's like
87. Yeah, so 80s.
1987?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
So you'd want to see like a few years right? before she gets pregnant.
What like if...
Ooh, the 80s. It'd be like Tree Hill meets Stranger Things.
I was just going to say, what if that's the crossover? Like, what if that cute kid with the good hair grows up to be Dan Scott?
I'm into that.
Okay.
I'm into it.
All right.
I would love to see that happen.
I think what would be interesting too is because as it goes, the storyline, you know, Dan meets Deb in college. So you would have to have a story that's centered around Dan and Keith. And it would be really interesting to see how Keith watched Dan and Karen's relationship and then what happened when Dan broke Karen's heart, picked Deb, brought her home for like the first, you know, winter break from college or whatever. It would be really juicy.
And to see like a young Tess Harper and Gerald McCraney types.
But guys, speaking of backstory, that was one of the things that really struck me about this episode. Where are Karen's parents?
Yeah.
Where is anyone?
Why is she alone?
We've never explained it. No one's ever said she's an orphan. No one's ever.
And like, Royal and who does Tess? I can't remember what Dan and Keith's mom's name was, but they don't show up. The grandparents don't show up to their own son's funeral. Mm. Nobody explains it. It's just totally sideswiped.
That's another thing we'd change about this episode.
Yeah.
Because that's when everyone shows up and rallies, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we could see a young Ellie, too. Like, maybe there could be some sort of, like, intersection there somehow.
I'm so obsessed with the backstory of Ellie and then John Doe, who played my dad, like hooking up on the concert circuit back in the day.
Yes.
And then like Victoria's a whole like dynasty series waiting to happen.
Oh my gosh. That's right.
Yeah, we want all the backstory.
Give it to us.
Yeah. So somebody write a check. Done.
That's exactly right.
All right. Riley asks, where would you rather hang out? Trick, the River Court, or Karen's Cafe?
Okay, wait. Is this me like me now or me in high school? Like, is this us in high school or?
Ooh. I immediately went to now.
Now I'd be in Karen's Cafe probably. I'd be like go right and I'd hang out and like chill there.
I'm going to have to say Trick for both guys. I'm still just like a bar rat. Like, hey man, can I get into some trouble here? Okay. Oh. That sounds good. How late are you open?
Totally. High school me definitely wants to go to Trick, but also I want to go to Trick and hang out with you guys in the green room and be like, no, this is ours. Like, this is our yeah. little space. Yeah. We'll go watch the music, but then we have our little room back here because, you know, because it belongs to us. Makes me feel very territorial, but in a sweet way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it's good territorial. This is my hangout. It was cool. It's cool.
It's our clubhouse, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe do we need to open our own Trick at some point?
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
Plant that seed. Let's do that.
Boom. Okay.
Perfect. You guys, let's spin a wheel. I'm so glad that we're back to happiness. Let's see what the wheel says for us. Mm. This is my favorite in a long time. This is, you guys, who is most likely to secretly be a vampire?
Secretly be a vampire.
I mean, we've been spinning wheels for a long time here.
We've never gotten that one before. My goodness,
I think Dan easily transitions over to what was that show with all the vampires on it? What was that show?
True Blood.
True Blood.
No, the show that was on at the same time as us with the vampires.
The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah,
Vampire Diaries.
Big vampires, little vampires. Yeah, well, who doesn't age? Joy, you don't fucking age. You haven't aged. Are you immortal? Go on. She's shushy nuts.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell anyone. I'm just drinking the blood of virgins over here.
Yeah. I think Dan Scott would for sure drink any blood he needed to stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I also, the first thing I pictured when it was like, who's most likely to be a vampire is like, all the creepy old medieval shit you used to have in your house, Hillary. I'm like, you probably have a coffin that's a coffee table. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in storage that lives. So,
well, guys, it's not a secret. The whole thing was secretly be a vampire.
You're right. I'm proud.
oh my God. Remember, we were so obsessed with True Blood while we were filming our show.
I just emptied out boxes of books that I've had in storage for 100 years. I mean, I still found things that I've been storing since high school. I pulled, and you know, I was sending you all those photos from set because I was finding all this stuff. I have every book in the series of True Blood.
Yes.
No.
I just found them all. We were so obsessed.
Wow.
Obsessed with that. Like, the opening theme to that show, I was just like, this is the sexiest thing I've ever seen on television.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Skarsgård is terrifying and so handsome.
To die for.
What a world. What a world.
I know. And we were so excited when Joe Mango went over to play with them.
I know.
Yeah.
Man.
He made a great werewolf. All right. What do we have next episode?
I think you should read it, Hillary.
No, guys, it's embarrassing.
No, you read it.
Okay.
It's Peyton's moment.
It's season 3, episode 19, titled I Slept with Someone in Fallout Boy and All I Got Was the Stupid Song Written About Me. And for the record, so many people have alluded to the fact that they thought that Peyton and Pete slept together in this episode. And I, for one, even when filming it, never thought that because Peyton is fully clothed the whole time, like in the zip up sweatshirt that she's had on the whole time.
Remember, I asked when you guys were having the talk about the tattoos, I'm like, why doesn't he have his shirt on? Like, well, it's weird.
Yeah,
because it's so clearly not happening.
Mm-mm. Because somebody walked over to him at the last second probably and was like, we want to do this scene without your shirt. Is that okay? And he was like, sure.
Sure.
Well, or somebody said, you can't have your shirt on if you're counting your tattoos.
Yeah, well, oof. Neither Hillary Burton or Peyton Sawyer has had sex with anyone in Fallout Boy. So.
Boom. Done.
Done. Clear. Rumor squashed.
Clean team.
Until next week, everyone.
Go get your squash. It's October. Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.